I mean, why wait around, right? So tell me, how have you and Char been?
Oh, we've been doing all right. You know, it's tough, but it seems as if the hard days are getting fewer and far between. When they hit you, they hit you hard.
And I imagine, at least for me, it's baseball season that does it. Or you drive by the track and there's racing going on, right?
Yeah, this is the worst time of year for me. Of course, the holidays are more so for Char and the kids. But when the grass is green and playing baseball and the race is going on, that's the tough part for me.
Well, people who may not know who we're talking about your son, Christian Grollo, who was a big part of this Gladstone baseball program for a long time, was a very popular young man. And, we don't want to talk about suicide. We don't want to talk about that part of it. We want to talk about what he did, you know, the impact he had. And I think that's part of the reason for the scholarship. Talk about the scholarship and how that all came about.
Yeah, that came about through the Legion themselves. They approached us with the idea, and of course we were on board. Of course, you never want the memories to fade, and as long as, you know, with the scholarship being out there, you have that one time a year where you can come to the ballpark, present the scholarship, and feel like you're back home, you know.
What do you think you want people to know most about Crazy? We call him Crazy. People don't know that if you don't know him, but he wore the uniform 8. We called him Crazy 8. No, I don't think I called him Christian maybe 10% of the time. It was always, hey, Crazy, what's up, you know?
Yeah, it was always Crazy. We could thank Coach Darren Hunter for coming up with that one. I don't know, 7, 8 years old. He's the one that started the Crazy 8 thing, and man, it's stuck for. Well, it's still here. He's still Crazy 8 to many, you know.
So yeah, it is. Now let me ask you, what does tonight mean for you and for your family?
It means a lot, Jack. It really means a lot that the Legion has stepped up and honored Christian and brought us back into this, you know, to give us the opportunity to come down here and enjoy the stuff that he loved. I mean, this was what he loved right here.
And it's always, it's kind of appropriate that it's Menominee, right? All the battles you had, you coached all the battles, state championship games and stuff against Menominee.
Yeah, well, we had some battles with Menominee, and I don't know if you probably don't remember that, but our first Little League district title was won in Menominee.
Oh, I remember on that little dirt field.
In that little dirt field in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. That was where it all started.
Well, I will let you have the last word. Anything you want to tell the community about the scholarship, about your son, about your family, about the Indians program that you coached for so long and I know still care a lot about.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the Legion for doing this for us and for the kids. And also, I do want to say, I know we don't like talking about the word suicide, and it's hard, but it's a reality. We need to focus more on getting the word out there that suicide is real, and mental health awareness needs to be brought forefront. And hopefully, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to bring it to the forefront and keep his memory alive.
You know, Jim, I know I think I got educated a lot with Christian and then Devin right after that. You know, I mean, that's 1-2 punch of people that I really cared a lot about, you know, a month apart, you know.
Yep, it was a very tough month, and for a lot of the kids, it was, a lot of them knew the same, they knew the same friends.
Yeah. Well, you're needed on the field, Jim. Thanks for talking, and we're going to get on with the presentation and stuff here. So thanks for coming over and talking to me, my friend.
Well, thanks again for everything you do, Jack.
All right, you bet. Jim Grollo.